This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
People know about Prophet Muhammad mentioned in the Bible, but very few know about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the scripture. By name, he's mentioned more than 100 times.
Allahu Akbar.
In the Bible, only once.
Yes,
in the Hindu scriptures, more than 100 times. And I give references.
Now, two things, inshallah, before we wrap up. One of them, speak about Hindus. I think, you know, many of the du'at, they know how to give da'wah to Christians, to atheists. But when you have a Hindu, most people are stuck. So if you could just give a few pointers, what are the main things that, you know, when you focus on giving a da'wah? I guess we give a whole lecture about it. We want to just summarize and a couple of key points on how to be effective in giving da'wah to Hindus.
As far as doing da'wah, one of the master key besides Surah An-Nahl chapter 16, verse 125, the other is Surah Imran chapter 3, verse number 64, where Allah says, Allah says, Qul ya al-kitab, O people of the book, ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa'in bayna baynakum. Come to common terms as been assigned you. Which is the first term, Allah, na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. So here we realize that one of the master keys for da'wah is talking about similarities. And in the similarity, Allah says, the most important is Allah na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. So I tell my students that when you're doing da'wah, you can start with Quran and science. You can start with literature, no problem. You can start with whatever is commonalities between you and the non-Muslim. But your main target should be Tawheed. Unless you don't remove the shirk from his life, unless you don't put Tawheed in his life, all your da'wah is useless. You may convince him not to have alcohol, you may convince him about hijab, you may convince him not to have pork, but if you don't remove the shirk from his life or don't make him come on Tawheed, your da'wah is useless. So same system, when you're talking about similarities between Islam and Christianity or even Islam and Hinduism, number one should be Tawheed. And there are many verses in the Hindu scriptures, we can quote 100, which talk about Tawheed.
People wouldn't think that's there, but people don't know about Hinduism. Yes.
So I remember this, when the first time I gave this talk, similarities between Islam and Hinduism, there were many Muslims were against me. And when I gave this talk the first time in Dubai, there was a big group of Muslims, Dais, who spoke against me. They distributed pamphlets, don't attend the lecture. I said, Akhi, at least hear the lecture.
Yes, Varma.
Without hearing the lecture, what can they be similarity with Islam, Hinduism? They are Mushrik, they do idol worship, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, fine. Hear my lecture. After my lecture, if I have said anything against the Sharia, anything against the Quran, anything against the Hadith, then you can catch my claw. Then you can catch my collar. I gave the talk, which was for 1.5-2 hours. And people were shocked. I'm talking about the Tawheed in the Hindu scripture. I'm quoting. So if you read the Hindu scripture, there are many verses of Tawheed. And I don't intend giving a lecture. But the Brahma Sutra of Hinduism is Ekam Braham Dishte Naste Nena Naste Kinchan. That Bhagawan ek hi hai, dusra nahi hai. Nahi hai, nahi hai, zara bhi nahi hai. There is only one God, not a second one. Not at all, not at all, not in the least bit.
So,
there are various verses in the Upanishads, in the Vedas talking about Tawheed. So when you're comparing Hinduism and Islam, we don't talk about the negative factors. When there are similarities, there are multiple more time differences, but we don't touch on differences. We touch on similarities. So number one, while doing da'wah, is Tawheed. Number two is the Risala. About Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People know about Prophet Muhammad mentioned in the Bible. But very few knew about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the scripture. Yeah. And if you compare, the mention of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is multiple times more than what is mentioned in the Bible. By name, he's mentioned more than 100 times.
Allahu Akbar.
In the Bible, only once.
Yes,
in the Hindu scriptures, more than 100 times. And I give references.
Wow, subhanAllah.
And the details that are given in the Hindu scriptures, when you read the Bhavishya Purana, and when you read the Kalki Purana, it says that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his father's name is Abdullah.
SubhanAllah.
He's servant of God. That's the translation. His mother's name is Amina.
Wow.
He'll be born in a city of peace. He'll have 4 close companions. Angels will help him in the battlefield. So much detail.
Wow. And can't get more precise than that.
Yes, if you read Kalki Purana, chapter number 2, verse number 5, 7, 11, 15. You know,
SubhanAllah.
And he mentioned my name, Ahmad. He mentioned my name as Muhammad several times. It talks about the details about his prophecies in great detail. So this is the second point that a person should touch. Then it talks about Salah, that how do the Hindus worship. There's a worship of Hinduism known as Danda Namaskar, where it says you should fall on the ground and touch with seven parts, eight parts, it says. The two hands, the two knees, the two feet, the nose, and the forehead.
From the Sunnah, same teaching there.
Danda Namaskar, they say, Danda Namaskar, same as the Sujood. Oh, yeah. And there are various references, the references even of Makkah in the Hindu scriptures. The Hindu scriptures say you should not have alcohol. Quran says the same. The Hindu scripture says you should not have pork.
Wow,
how many people know? Hindu scripture says that you can marry up to four women.
They put it at four, huh?
Yes. So the thing that there are so many things which a lay Hindu doesn't know. I'm giving references. So after the talk, and I'm giving references. Yes, there are references also, but I'm not touching the references. So I say that if a Hindu, I told the Indian government, why don't you teach Sanskrit to the Hindus so that they read the scripture and they come to know, then the Muslim and the Hindu will be more closer.
Yes, well, true.
And I've written a book on similarity between Islam and Hinduism, and even a lecture is there. It's about 2 hours.
Inshallah.
So all the details are given in
the description. You can put the link inshallah in the description, inshallah.